Washington Governor Jay Inslee visited the town of Darrington last night after a fatal mudslide impacted their community. He brought promises of federal assistance, which includes the National Guard, and help from Pierce County search and rescue personnel. They're looking for any survivors of the mudslide that has blocked a highway and killed 14 people in the nearby town of Oso, Washington. KUOW's Phyllis Fletcher reports.
The blocked highway is State Route 530. It takes people from Darrington to I-5 in about 40 minutes. A detour adds about an hour to that, but Inslee says he has one piece of good news, a faster way around.
We're probably going to reopen the Mountain Loop Highway in the next a day or two or three. Now, people need to check on that to make sure it's occasion, because we both have to do snow removal and some repair work. But that's going faster than we thought, so the Darrington won't be so cut off. People can get to work, they can get to school. That's very important to this community of Darrington, and I think that's going to get done.
The Mountain Loop Highway had been closed for the winter. People from Darrington gathered in the bleachers of a town hall to hear Inslee and emergency response commanders talk about what's next. People applauded the good news, like the road and internet service coming back. They gave a standing ovation for townspeople who had helped each other out. But the biggest applause by far was for the school superintendent, who told members of the media to leave children alone when they go back to school for the first time since last week. I'm Phyllis Fletcher reporting.